Welcome back to the New Hampshire Women in Business Show here on 107.7 FM The Pulse. This is Joanne Randall. I'm your host. And August is Focus on Education Month here at New Hampshire Women in Business. So to kick off the month of August, we've invited two very special guests to come in and talk to us about literacy. Our first guest is Lane Case. She is an author and publisher. She's from the Barrington area. She's the author of children's books. You may be familiar with her Charlie books. And also she's the author of a poetry book called Inspirations from My Family and Friends. And she's also in partnership with Future Horizons, who are the leader in publications and conferences in autism and Asperger's syndrome. So thank you, Lane, for being here.
You're welcome.
And also, an old friend here to the New Hampshire Women in Business Show, Allison Neal. She's an education consultant, also from the Barrington area. And she is with the Tutor Doctor, which is a one-on-one learning at home program. Allison, again, thanks for coming on New Hampshire Women in Business.
Great to be here. Thanks.
So ladies, usually when I invite people on the show, I'm the one that has to do the homework to get ready for the show. But because I'm dealing with, you know, literacy folks, you guys did the homework ahead of time.
We did.
Yeah. And what you did was very helpful, provided me with some statistics here, which quite frankly, I don't even know how to describe my reaction to them. I was shocked. For example, you gave some information about the number of people. For example, 50 million adult Americans are limited to a fourth or fifth grade reading level, and 42 million adults can't read. So 92 million people? How is that possible? How did we get there?
Well, it's obvious from the stats that we're seeing at the NECAP testing that as children go up in grade, their literacy proficiency is going down.
Okay.
And these, of course, the stats that you quoted are adults.
Right.
So the older they get, the less proficient they are in reading, writing, and communication skills.
Now, the NECAP tests you were talking about, those are common throughout public schools here in the state of New Hampshire. They're actually New England Common Assessment Program testing. And what you're referring to is there's a definite trend here. As their grade increases, going from these stats, from third grade to 11th grade, the literacy rates decrease, which means the illiteracy rate increases.
Correct.
By the time 11th grade average, these numbers are averaged in together, the average literacy rate is only 76%. One quarter of the kids in our schools are not literate.
That's what the stats are showing.
Wow. So what are we doing right now? I know you have a literacy program. Why don't we talk about that a little bit and discuss with the listeners how we're trying to fix this problem?
Sure. Well, one of the things that I decided to do when I became a children's author is to develop a program, a literacy program, where I could teach children how to read and write. I want them to have a hands-on experience of writing a book that's going to help make a difference. In the programs that I teach, I not only touch on reading and writing skills, but I have vocabulary skills, which is very important to literacy. I cover math skills, collaborative learning skills, organizational skills, and most important in my eyes is that they do help to build self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
And so children who can develop these skills will continue to be better learners.
Right. And this follows through into the rest of their lives, obviously.
Absolutely.
But some of the stats, again, that you've provided, again, they just blew me away. Some of the prisons, to determine their future prison bed needed, they look at a projection rate according to reading tests and illiteracy rates. That's scary.
It is scary.
That's really scary. And again, illiteracy costs taxpayers estimated $20 billion each year, which just, you know, solidifies the importance of literacy programs. Now, let's talk to Allison. Now, first of all, how did you guys meet? How do you two know each other?
Well, we're almost neighbors to start.
Correct.
But then as I started doing business in New Hampshire with Tutor Doctor and started going to various networking groups and organizations, getting involved in organizations and nonprofits, there were several instances where Lane and I crossed paths and we decided to just get together and start talking, and we found almost immediately that we had so much in common, not only from a professional standpoint and what we were our goals and what we were trying to achieve, but also personally. We just right. felt we were, you know, a great match mm. as friends.
Right.
So we've fortunately been able to do several things together the past year.
Excellent. Now, how do your programs with Tutor Doctor tie in with what Lane is currently doing with her literacy programs?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Oftentimes when I go to visit a home, I'll be called in for, say, math mm-hmm. or biology. And I always do a reading assessment as well as the assessment on the subject that I've
okay.
been called in for. And I would say almost 100% of the time I find a reading deficiency mm. that is linked in with the other academic deficiency. And the parents are completely unaware of that.
Right.
They're not
right.
aware that their child is not reading or comprehending or writing. The spelling, again, the vocabulary mm-hmm. and the spelling is not at the level it should be at. So there's maybe a combination of the school not communicating or somehow not getting the parent to understand that their student is not at the level they should be with reading.
Okay.
Or at home, the emphasis just isn't on reading, it's on math, or it's on the other subjects.
Okay.
So I find that, and I always make a recommendation, because if we can fix or impact the reading and writing,
right.
it affects everything.
Sure.
Every other subject along the way, because if you don't have a great foundation in your reading and writing, you will always be challenged in
sure,
every other
no
subject,
matter what the subject,
no matter
is.
What you do.
One of the great things I want to mention about Tutor Doctor is, you know, your motto is we make house calls, and you really do make house calls.
Mm-hmm.
You go to people's homes and do assessments on the students. And from what I'm hearing from the two of you, the game plan is to attack illiteracy from all different levels. You're starting early, Lane, with your literacy programs in the schools, probably at very young age, maybe even determining with some of them early that they have some issues and working with them. And then, Allison, you are working with people, maybe in old kids in older grades, possibly, and even mm-hmm. adults.
All ages.
Yeah. How often do you find when you're doing assessments with teenagers or adults where they also have issues with the reading
comprehension? You know, it's interesting. I belong to a couple chambers, and I'm on various committee mm-hmm. Boards. And there's one committee that I'm on where we donate or we award scholarships. In this past spring, we were reviewing all the applications from students from around the area. And some of the students were from some very esteemed schools.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking some private academies as well as some public schools. And we were amazed, all the panelists were amazed at the deficiency mm-hmm. in the grammar
mm-hmm.
and the sentence structure
mm-hmm.
of some of these applications. Even in today's world of spell check and,
sure.
and all the resources we have, these students who are straight-A students and they're involved in all these activities and achieving all these wonderful things and all this community service can't write a grammatically correct
anything.
Piece of work.
Even a sentence. Start
right.
with a sentence.
And
right.
that's before they're even going into college. How scary is that?
Yeah.
And that's where my programs, when I start young, because my programs are geared to getting kids to go back to the basics, reading and writing, how to write a sentence, how to get a message across in your children's book
mm-hmm.
that's going to be clear, that is going to help people understand what it is you're trying to get across.
Right.
So it's really important that we start at a very young age. There are some stats. The RAND study group confirmed that the low reading ability increases the entrances to juvenile systems. It also increases high school dropout rates, and it increases unemployment. Those stats are there.
Right.
So we've got to start young. We've got to start kids in learning the basics. While computers are wonderful, they're not doing us a great service
right.
in this area.
And if you think about it, we've become such a society of visual and auditory stimulation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's all about the video games, the TV, the movies. And we've really
the cell
moved
phones,
away.
The texting.
Exactly.
Which is,
we've really
yeah.
moved away from just sitting down with a good book.
Yeah.
And letting it take you away, taking you to other worlds, to other adventures,
mm-hmm.
to various personalities. And I know as a child and as an adult, when I have time to get involved in a book, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So for me, it's important to bring that back to our children. And even as adults, as you get into middle school and high school, if you don't have the foundation of your reading and writing, which Correct. Is what Lane is working on, then it becomes a struggle and it's no fun
it's
to
no
read
fun
anymore.
And it becomes a huge
so
chore.
At that age, it's more about motivation
right.
and getting the kids motivated to want to engage
okay.
in reading.
We're speaking with Lane Case, who is an author and publisher of children's books and a poetry book, and also Allison Neal, who is an education consultant with Tutor Doctor. We do need to take a break. Our break is brought to you by Sweet Bouquets and More. The candy bouquets are locally made, they're affordable, and they're unique. Sweet Bouquets are long-lasting and don't need watering. Quantity discounts are available, so please call them today at 848-9300 or go online and order at sweetbouquetsandmore.com. We'll be back right after these messages as part of the Focus on Education Month here on New Hampshire Women in Business. Please stay tuned.